720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. The class is called Cyber Parenting 101. We all need this as parents and grandparents. This guy knows kids. He is a retired cyber crimes detective and now cyber consultant with BeSureConsulting.com. It is Rich Wiztocki. It's great to see you again. Thank you
Good
for coming
morning.
In.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
I just want to paint a picture for our listeners. You look like a cop.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, you remind me of Dennis Franz. Remember Dennis Franz from...
I don't have the short sleeve shirt to tell you.
NYPD Blue. I mean, you just have that cop look. 28 years on the Naperville police force?
Yes.
I was just looking on your website. You were part of the SWAT team?
Yeah, I was a SWAT sniper for 22 years.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, it took me away from... arresting all the predators. A lot of times, you know, you'd see me out. I'd have a pink Barbie phone talking to a predator because I took over this little girl's phone to catch a predator. And, you know, all the child porn and talking like a 14-year-old gets kind of monotonous. And then with my SWAT brothers and sisters, you know, twice a month to get me out of that to refocus was awesome.
So you did 28 years on the Naperville Police Force.
Yes.
You retired as a detective.
Yes.
And then Kane County calls and says, hey, we need your help.
Yeah, so what had happened was I did a presentation for the sheriff's office, and Ron Hain is doing amazing things in Kane County since he's been made sheriff. He is doing work programs for people who are in custody. He's building a detox center, and when I showed him, there were about 36 internet predators in Kane County. And 90% of those people that I showed him are actually hands-on offenders. He was like, we got to talk, and I have to have you come train my people to...
Boy, he's a forward thinker, isn't he?
Oh, he is amazing.
Boy, good
yeah,
for him.
Ron's fantastic.
We need more people like that.
Absolutely. He's such a forward thinker.
How did you get into cybercrime?
What had happened was back in 1997, so I spent 4.5 years in patrol. 1995, I went to juvenile investigations. I became a part of something called MPEAK and the DCFS Child Death Review Team. Then in 1998, we had a guy from Brentwood, Tennessee come up and pick up a 13-year-old in the corner of her block and take her to a hotel and raped her. And he met her on this thing, I don't know if you ever heard of it, called America Online. And people, you talk to people about AOL, they have no idea.
I'm like, America Online? Wait a second, is that AOL?
Yeah, they have no idea what that is when you talk to kids. So
that's funny.
Our chief, Dave Dial, was a visionary. He retired as our chief and now is the head seat chair at Aurora University's criminal justice program. And he was a visionary, and he said, if there's a place where children can meet adults behind their parents' back, that's the future of child exploitation. I didn't care what it costs. I don't care where you have to go for training. So we became part of something called an ICAC. Stands for Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Okay.
There are 61 ICACs currently throughout the United States, and there are 5,000 people like me who do this type of work throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked for some good people that are forward thinkers. Okay, what's
Absolutely.
The next thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you work in crime enforcement, you have to think about, okay, what's the next thing that they're going to exploit children?
Yeah, part of my thing, and I created Be Sure Consulting in 2010. I created it because we were teaching in Naperville schools, and other schools wanted our program, but Naperville wasn't going to send me out to do this on their dime. So I created BeSureConsulting.com, and we started teaching in other schools locally, and it went bigger and bigger and bigger. So now what I do is, since I wanted to do 30 years in Naperville, but I didn't make it. I did something called the TEDx in 2017. In my TED Talk, when it was released, I got...
How did you do a TED Talk?
Well, one of the schools I was at, the guy who curates TED, his name is Arthur Zards, and Arthur saw me speak at his kid's school, and he goes, you need to do a TED Talk. And I'm like, well, I'm down. Let's go.
Right. So what are you going to say?
It's probably the best calling card I've ever had, and I was hardly ever at work anymore. After they released the TED Talk, I was just out burning my time, and I was like, you know what? It's time for me to go, so I need to spread the message. So now
sure,
what we do
is, get it out there.
We travel throughout the country, and we train kids how not to be victims.
Okay.
We train parents how to watch their kids. We train faculty what to do when kids disclose, and we train law enforcement how to investigate computer crime.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that in just a second. Rich Wiztocki is here. The website is BeSureConsulting.com. We're going to check weather and traffic, but when we come back, Where do we start? How do we start protecting our kids? I love this guy. He does a lot of great work. Rich Wistocki is here. BeSureConsulting.com. We're talking about Cyber Parenting 101, and you have so many other things going on that we're going to get to in a second.
Sure.
But as parents and grandparents, how do we protect our kids? What's the first step with these phones?
So, I mean, now that the holidays are come to a close, so many of these kids have their devices, you know, and the problem is that parents always say to themselves, my kid would never do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got parents talking like this and they're walking around in the cloud saying, I would never buy my 10-year-old a cell phone. She's way too young. She only has an iPad. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
But parents don't realize that. They think that because there's no phone service, that it's somehow safer. Actually, it's the opposite. The average internet predator can have up to 250 victims in their lifetime. So when they can get a kid on an iPad through Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft,
right?
They it's easier because they know parents are not going to be checking that iPad. So a couple more things, Pete, that parents need to be aware of. When I teach parents and on my TED Talk, I talk about what the parents' responsibility. Not only are parents responsible for their food, clothing, shelter, education, but they're also responsible for their technology. The frontal cortex of their kids' brains are not developed enough to handle what goes on social media.
Right.
The next thing that parents have to understand is that there is no such thing as privacy for children. That sometimes, you know, kids will be entitled and parents will ask, you know, who are you chatting with? No one, mom, it's private. Heck no. There is no such thing as privacy for children.
Right, right.
So let me give you a little example. So when parents, when their kids are whining about, I want a Snapchat, I want a this, and I want a that, well, you have to be 13 in order to have one.
Yep.
So then why do I have 8 and 9-year-olds in you know, fourth and fifth grade having a Snapchat? Here's what happens. They whine so much to the parent, and then the parent says, okay, fine, but you better not do this, and you better not. They kind of threaten them into compliance.
Yep.
Well, if something goes wrong, is that kid going to go to the parent?
No.
So I talked to parents something about called the golden ticket, and they need to the kid has to feel comfortable going to the parent, telling them what is happening to them, and they give them a pass called the golden ticket. So what happens is when kids say, yes, I can sign up for a Snapchat. Let's see, I'm 9 years old. I was born in 2010. How old do I have to be? And they're figuring out their date of birth. Well, kids are not the best mathematicians because of core math. Okay.
Right.
So what happens is, oh, I can't figure this out. I'll round up to 2,000. So when I ask kids, fourth and fifth graders, when I'm teaching them in school, how do you round it up to 2,000? They all raise their hand.
Really?
How old are they today?
Wow.
19.
Yep.
So now I have a bunch of 9 and 10-year-olds posing as 19-year-olds. Who's going to come talk to them?
Yep.
Adults.
Yep.
Who's going to ask them for naked pictures and videos? Adults. Who's going to send them naked pictures and videos? Adults.
Jeez, man.
So when parents are not having this technology talking, this is why I created cyberparenting-101.com.
Well, here's a question for you. How do we grab our kids' phones or check their phones, and what do we check? What do we have to do?
So what happens is first comes the technology talk. Before you give them a phone that you own and let them use... Not say,
I'm already
here's
there.
Your phone.
I'm already
yes.
there. We do monitor my son's. For an example, he started on social media last year at 13.
Sure.
You're right. Instagram was the only thing.
Sure.
And about a month ago, we let him have Snapchat.
Okay.
But I need to check his phone.
Absolutely. So the thing I tell parents, and a lot of, when I tell parents in my parent talk, I say, you know, if you're going to buy your kid a cell phone, you should make it an Android. You can have whatever you want. And then I have parents, oh, crap, we just bought him an iPhone.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. Apple instituted something called two-step authentication. Before, when you had monitoring software, you tell the monitoring software to go up to the clouds, fetch the data, and they can put it in a dashboard. Well, because of two-step authentication, you can't do that anymore. So you have to trick the phone. Softwares like webwatcher.com, bark.us, these are really the only ones that work well.
Okay.
That you can see exactly what your kid is doing. Now, the only way to see in Snapchat, Pete, is that if you have an Android and you have WebWatcher, because it'll take pictures of the screen every minute when they turn it on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really a fantastic software. It's really all not that all complicated. And remotely, you can see what the kid is doing. Now, a lot of some parents that I teach say, oh, I'm going to put it behind their back. No, that's part of the technology talk. Look, this is my phone.
Yep.
I'm letting you use.
Yes.
And I do have monitoring software on there. Oh, yeah, you don't trust me, Dad. You don't trust me. No, it's not that I don't trust you. It's I don't trust other people that may lead you to do other things.
Right.
So things like, you know, how do kids order drugs these days? And their vapes. They order it through their cell phone. So if parent is in that conversation, they know.
So here's my question. My son has an iPhone, and what do I do?
So Bark.us works really well.
Okay.
WebWatcher does work as well. So they're really good softwares to show parents what their kids are really doing. And Bark.us has algorithms. So if something is typed to your kid or your kid types something, it'll pick up that chat and send you an alert to your phone. It'll locate your kid. But if there is something like drugs or self-harm or cyberbullying or sexting or sex, it'll pick that up and then it'll send it to you.
So I go home today and I say, Charlie, I'm going to install Bark.us on your phone so we can monitor your phone.
Yes.
And he's going to push back.
So what he's going to say, he goes, you don't trust me. It's not that I don't trust you. Here's the conversation.
Okay.
Is that, you know, I don't have time. I'm working at the studios. Mom's working. We really busy people. But if your grades go from A to C's, I'm checking. If you're sitting in your room all day long, I'm checking. If you're being a little tart at the dinner table, I'm checking because you're my responsibility and I know the answer is in your phone if I see any deviation from your behavior.
Wow, are you good?
Yeah. So those are the types of conversations we need to have with our kids.
BeSureConsulting.com is his website. I also want to mention your other website, HelpForOurHeroes.com.
Correct.
I mean, this, you're doing God's work here.
Yeah, you know, I am answering a calling that I had in 2005 in church that I had to go out and teach. So the reasons why we created the cyberparenting-101.com last year, I was teaching in Springfield, Illinois. I get a call from this dad in L.A. And he goes, are you Detective Wostocki? And I said, yeah. And he said, I also own something called juvenilejusticeonline.org. This is an online diversion for kids. So instead of arresting them, instead of expelling them from school, people all over the country, I have like 2,500 users all over the country. We give kids consequences instead of arresting them. It's a diversion program. And it's a training site for parents as well. And he goes, can you make me a cyber parent? I'm like, what are you talking about? Why do you need to be a cyber parent? He goes, well, I was in a tumultuous divorce with my ex-wife. I have an 8-year-old daughter. When my daughter comes and spends time with me, I don't let her be on her phone, on Snapchat and Instagram. She's not even supposed to have it, but her mother is her best friend.
Right.
So after my daughter leaves me, she then tells her mom that I'm being abusive to her. So my ex-wife took me back into court.
Oh, boy.
To limit my visitation with my daughter.
Right.
And when she told the judge why she wanted to limit my visitation, the judge laughed and said, both of you parents, don't come back into my courtroom until you take 12 hours of cyber parenting training. The judge knew that doesn't exist. So he just sent him out of the courtroom.
Oh,
but my wheels started to think.
Right.
And I'm like, how many times in divorce situations are parents using their kids as pawns?
Of course.
And they're using that technology.
All the time.
But they're hurting the children.
Right.
That's what I want to stop. So I created cyberparenting-101.com.
Yep.
Parents can register. The courts can assign parents to take this class, just like any other parenting class. So they sign up. They put their case number in. They watch 10 to 15 minute videos. There's 12 of them, and they take a little quiz at the end. There's a final test, and they become a certified cyber parent.
God, that is great. I hate to do this. We got to do news, but
sure.
I love having you in. We got to have you back again.
Yeah.
BeSureConsulting.com is where people can go and find all the information right there.
And cyberparenting-101.com.
Cyberparenting-101.com. Rich, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Pete.
Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year to you.
News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.